This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A man accused of kidnapping a teacher and forcing her into an SUV will now be charged with murder. The AP's Jennifer King.
Memphis authorities now say a body that drew a large police presence on Monday during an exhaustive search is that of Eliza Fletcher, a 34-year-old teacher and the granddaughter of an area hardware tycoon. Police say she was kidnapped while jogging, forced into an SUV around 4 a.m. Friday. The suspect, 38-year-old Cleotha Abston, was arraigned today on aggravated kidnapping, tampering with evidence, theft, and other charges. The judge scheduled an additional hearing for Wednesday, where he will now face charges including first-degree murder. I'm Jennifer King.
Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers in May, will be torn down. But today, children in Uvalde began returning to school. The AP's Julie Walker on how it went at Uvalde Elementary.
Parents with tears in their eyes dropped off their children as teachers greeted them, saying, "Good morning, sunshine. You ready to have a good school year?" Students began arriving at Uvalde Elementary before dawn, walking through newly installed 8-foot metal fencing that surrounds the campus and past a state trooper standing guard outside an entrance. I'm Julie Walker.
A New Mexico State District Court judge has disqualified County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump co-founder Coy Griffin from holding public office for engaging in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The heat is hanging on in the West. Triple-digit temperatures in places like Bakersfield, California, and Las Vegas. The U.N. Atomic Watchdog Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to create a nuclear safety zone around Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. British Prime Minister Liz Truss says she will tackle the issues that are holding Britain back in her first speech as leader of the country. This is AP News. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on Britain's new prime minister.
Liz Truss is the new British prime minister after being appointed by the Queen at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. Truss has become Britain's new PM, replacing Boris Johnson in the post. The former foreign secretary immediately needs to confront a major task ahead, curbing soaring prices. She'll also need to ease labour unrest and fix a healthcare system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. Another top-of-the-box item is the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The conflict threatens to push energy bills to unaffordable levels, shutter businesses, and leave the nation's poorest people shivering in icy homes this winter. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Taiwan says China is conducting cognitive warfare by spreading misinformation in addition to its regular military incursions into nearby waters and airspace. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.